Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as we continue through the devotional journal, Living Free, today's topic is living free by the truth. In a world that seems to be so enamored with truth being relative, that your truth might be different than my truth, and it all depends on the situation. Jesus comes along and says he is absolute truth, and that we can know the truth by knowing him. And when we know him as truth, we can be set free from the lies of this world, from the lies that the enemy tries to use to, as we talked about the other day, to trap us. You see, gazing intently into the perfect law which gives freedom reveals Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. And when we base our life on that truth, then lies have no room to grow, no room to flourish, no room to prosper, no room to even gain root. Can you imagine what this world would be if we all lived by truth? Flat out, unvarnished, wholesome, pure truth. No more of the half-truths and lies and deliberate cover-ups. You know, Satan is the master at taking bits and pieces of the truth and weaving them into his own story to where it's not truthful at all. He did that with Adam and Eve. He attempted that with Jesus after Jesus' 40 days in the wilderness of prayer and fasting. He would even use Scripture to try to manipulate Jesus into doing something that would not have been right. And he still does that today. For those that will listen, he'll use flat-out lies, and we believe them at times. For the more discerning, he will take pieces of truth and make it sound believable. And most of the time, because it agrees with what we want to think. And yet Jesus says that we can know truth. And Jesus stood on trial at that famous question. As Jesus responded that he was truth, that famous question comes back is, what is truth? Really implying that there's really no way to define it, and yet Jesus did. He not only defined it with his words, he defined it with his life. And turns around and says, I am truth. Follow me. As we pray today about living by the truth, the question really comes up, or ought to come up in our mind consistently, how much do I value truth? Because you will be challenged on it. Because people as a whole do not like truth. We would rather sugarcoat things. We would rather present what we want rather than what is. We would rather create an image that's a lie, with the hope that someday we will live up to it. And Jesus says, when you know the truth will set you free. And so as we pray about living by the truth, we're also beginning this week a prayer focus in the weekly prayer guides that I send out. A prayer focus on knowing the joy of the Lord. And I think as we look at those two together, there are times in life that God's people came together with incredible, great joy. I begin the prayer guide with a verse out of the Old Testament where God's people came together in celebration and joy such that they were heard in the neighboring villages, in the areas surrounding them. And in an era without amplification and PA systems and all of that that we use today to increase our volume, they were able to do such because all of the people were filled with great joy in the Lord. And when we gather to worship and as we prepare to worship God today, are you living with great joy? Are you living with a knowledge of the joy of the Lord? Each day this week in the prayer guide, we'll be praying about some different aspect of knowing the joy of the Lord. You see, it's really hard, difficult to express something truthfully if we don't know it. And sometimes I wonder if church gatherings that well, are somewhat weak in their worship. That rely on completely on a band and small group to offer their praise for them while they listen. I wonder if it's because they've struggled to experience the joy of the Lord. You see, the joy of the Lord is something that we ought to have overflow out of our life such that we can't contain it. That when we gather to worship, there should not be required a lot of exhortation to sing with all your might, to sing joyfully. That ought to be a natural byproduct of our response to God and His joy that abides within us. You see, even living in difficult times, even living in the midst of the struggle, even living surrounded by sickness and disease and unknown, God says we can have the joy of the Lord. One of the days in this week's prayer guide will talk about joy, knowing the joy of the Lord in the midst of trials. And the verse that day will come out of James where it says, consider it pure joy when you experience trials of many kinds. I read that and I think, that's tough. But James goes on to explain what those trials produce. And what comes out of them continues to add up until it culminates in a greater assurance of our eternity with Christ. And so we can look at the trials that we face, the struggles that we find ourselves involved in, and we can watch God carry us through them. And we can live with joy knowing, this is proving God is with me. And we can live and walk in truth. And we can live and walk by truth. Because God continues to reveal His presence. And for me at least, and most of the people I know anyhow, that revealing of His presence is most obvious when we're having really hard days, because we really need Him. It's not that we don't really need Him on the good days. It's our awareness is more in tune with what our real needs are. And as we walk free, as we gaze into God's law that gives freedom, and we discover that the truth of God's Word has set us free, then we ought to be more and more joyful in how we live life. There are so many people in my circle of influence, but I would say more accurately, the circle that influences me, who are struggling, who are experiencing loss of family members, loss of employment, loss of income, loss of freedom, loss of what they want. Loved ones who are recovering and dealing with injuries, serious injuries, some of them, and health issues. And all of those are opportunities, not only for them to express and know the joy of the Lord, but opportunities for me and for you to be the joy of the Lord to them, to lift them up in prayer, and to let them know that you're thinking of them and praying for them and talking with God about their condition. And the fun thing about talking with God about the condition of someone else that you care about, that you love, is many times He'll, through His Spirit, through His Word, will prompt you to do something about it. To make that phone call, to send that message, to mail off a card. To be the encourager God has called His body to be to one another. So today, as we live by truth, we find that that truth really has set us free to know a joy that this world cannot take away. You read the stories of the apostles in the first century, and the lives of the early Christians in that first century, and the persecution that they endured. And so many stories of faithful men and women of God through down through the centuries since. Some who have given their life because they chose to hold fast to the truth of Jesus. And they've given it joyfully, knowing that what lies ahead is even better than the best that we can dream of on this earth. You see, that's the truth of Jesus. That's the truth of the joy of the Lord, that this world is not our home. We're just a passing through. Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I don't feel at home in this world anymore. You see, we live as travelers, visitors, if you will, in this world, knowing that our home, our citizenship is in the kingdom of God. And even in the midst of our greatest struggles, we can know that our Father will care for us. And He will make sure we make it home. And we can rejoice every day knowing that God is with us. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank You that you are a God who is true in everything. That not one promise that you have made in your word will ever be broken. And Father, to help us understand the absolute nature of your truth, you sent Jesus to not just be the way, to not just be an example of life, but to be the truth. And Father, as we trust in Jesus, as we call out to Him, as we live with the joy that He brings, may we know Him as truth in such a way that we are set free from the lies of the deception of this world. Father, in a world that is filled with deception, with fine print, with anything and everything to trick us and to trap us into believing something that isn't true, may we live with greater discernment as we gaze more intently than ever into your perfect law, into your word which gives freedom. And may we not only find truth in Jesus, may we live truth in Jesus. Help us to purify our words and our actions and the things that we do, our interactions with others, that we would not be guilty of deceiving them in any way. Father, may the life that we live be completely above board in everything. May we not hide our motives. May we not hide our ultimate actions. May we look to you for the reason of why we do everything so that we would have no reason, no excuse for making up a story about our intentions. May we live in such a way that everything that we do is designed to honor Jesus and to lift Him up. Father, as we live, as we experience the truth of Jesus, may we be filled with a greater awareness of the joy of the Lord. May our times of worship, whether we're worshiping you, just us and you, or whether we're worshiping you with other people, may the joy that we have be uncontainable. May our worship gatherings be more filled with joy. May the expressions of praise that we offer to you have a greater reflection of the joy that you've put within us. May we live an uncontained life of joy that looks for every opportunity to express it to you in such a way that others would see what you're doing in our life and seek out the relationship with Jesus that we have. Father, today as we live life, as we experience the joy of the Lord, as we live by truth, may we be mindful of those who are struggling mightily, who don't know the truth of Jesus, who don't know the joy of Jesus. May we respond in positive ways to the promptings of your word and your spirit to be the light of, to the world that you've created us to be. To be the compassionate friends that people need. To be the voice of love and mercy and justice. And Father, may we do all of that filled with truth. A genuineness that can't be seen through because it's solid. Father, today, may the joy that we have in you, may the joy that we have through walking in the truth of Jesus, lift up Jesus in such a way that many are drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Sunday morning, devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. I do hope and pray that each day that these times that we spend together are an encouragement to you, that are a help to you as you worship God every day, as you worship God on your own, and as you worship God with others. But please continue to pray for your church family, for the leadership, for those that have to make decisions on what is best. Pray for a truthfulness in how those decisions are presented. Pray that the decisions are completely made by gazing intently into God's perfect law, which gives freedom. Again, thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that today you are greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.